Hey, good evening. You've got it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory, the Musqueam people here at the University of British Columbia. And we are broadcasting to the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people in the city that is colonially referred to as Vancouver. Thank you for listening to the radio. Thank you for listening to CITR. My name is Jasper, and I'm hanging out in studio with three new friends of mine, Cora, Miriam, and Elif. And we're doing a training session, which is a new thing that I'm doing here at the station on Thursday evenings. We're just talking about making radio. We're introducing folks to the booth. And we've all brought some songs that we're going to play and just talk about making radio. Why don't we start with you, Cora. Cora, welcome to CITR.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for being interested in CITR and radio. Could you tell me a little bit about what brought you here today?
Well, I have always wanted to be on the radio. It has been my lifelong dream that I never thought I could actually possibly do. And then one day when I was walking by the radio station, I realized that it was a radio station and that I could just walk in. And now here I am, making myself all of your problems.
Yeah. You told me a bit about that earlier when we met, like an hour ago, and I had the same experience. I didn't know this was here when I was a student, and I love that you just saw the place and then you inquired, and now you're here in the booth with us, and we're gonna do radio together. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's very exciting.
Elif, welcome.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. This is the end of my day, and I'm feeling the nerves that I was talking about, like hopping on mic nerves are just starting to subside, so I'm starting to feel more comfortable.
That's great.
Is this your first time at CITR? Have you been here before?
Yeah, I mean, I've done the tour, but it's my first time on air.
Cool. I'm getting ahead of myself, but do you sort of see yourself maybe starting a show one day or joining a collective or something like that?
I really want to join a collective. I think join a cool. collective first and then see where it goes.
Well, that was your journey, right, Cora? Like you.
Yeah, I am part of the Gender Empowered Collective. I'm on Intersections every 2 weeks on Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m.
Nice. Maybe I'll join that.
The collectives are a great way to get started. Just contributing to radio, getting experience in like a team setting, making radio.
Yeah.
Coming in here and like hopping on mic by yourself is hard and scary. it's a lot easier to do it with other people when you start. That's a good way to go.
We would love to have you on. There's a bunch of great people, so come right in.
Sure. Yeah, I'll be there.
And we also have Miriam in the studio with us.
Thanks for having me, Jasper.
Welcome to the radio. What brought you here today?
Well, first of all, I'm really glad to be here. I've also wanted to do radio for a while, but yeah, the opportunity never presented itself until now, so I'm really excited. I also DJ
cool.
on the side, just at home, so want to apply that in some way eventually.
Very cool. Yeah. Do you like do the whole like Ableton thing, or are we talking like vinyl?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Vinyl?
Ableton.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, we have some folks who do Ableton here. I don't know anything about Ableton. I've never used it, but I've always wanted to learn.
Yeah, I'd love to try my hand at vinyl because it's just so impractical for like a bedroom DJ to handle vinyl. There's a lot of money that goes into it.
Oh my gosh, so much. It's all for there were a couple years where all my money went to vinyl, and yeah.
I used to collect as well, just like some older artists. Yeah, it's just so much money.
Yeah.
My dad has a couple thousand vinyl records back at his house that I'm going to inherit eventually.
That's so
and
great.
I'm talking like, about a great inheritance.
Yeah.
I'm looking around my little apartment with my already filled shelves of books. I'm like, where am I going to fit those?
Yeah, that's the other problem is the books, right?
Uh-huh.
It's just so nice to like hold the thing, you know, hold the thing that you hear or you read or, but you, oh yeah, I know you have to like care for it. For the rest of your life, and yeah, it is impractical to like do gigs with vinyl, you know.
Exactly. dragging it around everywhere.
A lot of crates, a lot of, Great. Well, hey, welcome everybody. Why don't we throw to a song? We just heard Real Ponchos, which is a local sort of, they're a band. I don't know. They're like a sort of cosmic country band. I used to play them on a show that I used to do, so I thought we'd revisit that. But Cora, you've brought some music. Let's throw to your first song. What did you bring today to listen to?
So first up, I brought Rebel Girl by Bikini Kill. I used to listen to a lot of Riot Girl when I was knee-high on an Oompa Loompa. And I fell out of it when I stopped having access to my cool older friend Kyle's record collection. Yeah. And I only recently discovered that you can just get those. Like, they weren't available in record shops very regularly, so I've just been slowly finding it online, reaccruing it, and, oh, it brings me back. Brings me right back.
So this is a nostalgic one for you.
Oh, yes.
Groovy. All right, well, here's Rebel Girl by Bikini Kill.
Babylon and Cincinnati to the far east, son. And we just begun to spread the gospel. Substantial pace rock, hip-hop apostles. Far from preaching with this art you call rapping. Taking y'all back from before this all happened. Fronting hardcore when you barely saw porn. Never penetrating the ender to get your heart warm. Rock on at the ridiculous pace. Disrespect hip-hop and I'll spit in your face. These kids are a waste of oxygen. It's madness, get in your case and all your shit. Like bag sex, got my eye on ya. Like insanity grabbed ya. Y'all see me packaging and I can't stand rappers. You're bound to get ripped and then turned into garbage. I state lesser mics, my followers pay homage. Substance, blessing it, yes I am blessing it. You
feet for life, hell, that's me, stay blessing it.
Face, I'm blessing it, yes, I stay blessing it. Five D's forever, you know we stay blessing it.
Sub, stand blessing it, yes, I am blessing it. You feet for life, hell, yes, we stay blessing it.
Face, I'm blessing it, yes, I stay blessing it. Five D's forever, you know we stay blessing it.
On point, like the pins we write with, living righteous. In these times of peril and crisis, the pain is reaching lifeless.
Yeah.
What's the matter, who's the nicest, who's alive, who's gonna live to see the live? Hopefully me, my lifeline of MC. Extends past the paying dues, how much it costs to be free. Deep rooted underground, but on the surface a tree. Branching out, all I ever really wanted to be. They wanna put us in a box and then pack it away, but we ain't having that. No parts, no which way. Yo, I'm going to the top and that's where I stay. Fuck the middle ground, cold getting biz while you were sitting down. The joint sound hitting now, freestyle or written down. Your flow is played out, money, you need to get that shit in style. Speedy on the quick, fast, long term, we make it last. Forever and a day, stay clear of the path, cause yo.
Blessing it, yes, I am blessing it. You beat for life, hell, yes, we stay blessing it.
Yes, I'm blessing it, yes, I stay blessing it. Five D's forever, you know we stay blessing it.
Sub, stand blessing it, yes, I am blessing it. You beat for life, hell, yes, we stay blessing it.
Yes, I'm blessing it, yes, I stay blessing it. Five D's forever, you know we stay blessing it.
Children of the sun, look out, here we come. Live in Brooklyn, Maryland's where I'm from. We don't stop, till you had enough. 5D's, you feet connect, that's what's up.
Children of the sun, watch out, we coming for ya. Rocking from the natty Midwest to California. And it don't stop, even when you had enough. Pays and substantial, dude, that's what's up.
Blessing it, effortless, testing it, scout it. Mike specialist, some we kept up and sprouted. Nights as you wish you were. Mike's on my signature. Thought you said your shit is high, it's barely room temperature.
Scorching, torturing cats from Cincinnati to New York and backward to Pat, don't say jack. When we bankrupt your crew from spinning the wheel of fortune black, we take you there and send you walking back.
Sub, stand blessing it, yes, I am blessing it. You beat for life, hell, yes, we stay blessing it.
Yes, I'm blessing it, yes, I stay blessing it. Five D's forever, you know we stay blessing it.
Sub, stand blessing it, yes, I am blessing it. You beat for life, hell, yes, we stay blessing it.
Yes, I'm blessing it, yes, I stay blessing it. Five D's forever, you know we stay blessing it.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siyam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthasyakuya, Talitin, Ho Musqueam, Mustayo.
Hey, you're back on CITR. Hanging out with Jasper, Cora, Miriam, and Alif. And Miriam, what did we just hear? What was the last tune we heard?
You were just listening to Blessing It by Nujaves off of his record Metaphorical Music right there. Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about Nujaves?
Well, he's a prolific lo-fi hip-hop DJ, also producer. Unfortunately, rest in peace, but...
Deceased?
Yes, unfortunately, but paved the way for a lot of people doing lo-fi and a lot of other adjacent hip-hop genres.
When were they active? Like, when was there...
This guy in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Died. I can't quite recall, but yeah. So put out a lot of music in the short time he was here. Also a great posthumous record, the Love Sick series. There's like an anthology of songs I recommend.
How did you discover?
Well, this guy has quite the following. I don't know so much in the West here. Actually, like a lot of people listen to him in the West as well, but
right.
Seems to be a little bit underground. Not so much in the recent years, though.
Right.
There's been a lot of attention.
Is this the kind of...
him?
Before we came on air, you and I were talking about maybe what you were thinking about doing here at CITR. Is that kind of right. In the vein of the vibe?
Oh, for sure. I'm a huge fan of lo-fi hip-hop. I also love just a lot of, like, different... Japan just offers a lot of different... genres, everything for everyone. There's Visual K, for example.
I feel like lo-fi hip-hop sort of the world of lo-fi hip-hop like beats is really sort of starting to, like, you know, YouTube is just full of like streams of lo-fi hip-hop, and the aesthetic is super Japanese. Mm-hmm. Of all of the like moving images, it's like people chilling in their houses,
right?
So is there like a, and because I don't know has Japanese culture like sort of influenced lo-fi hip-hop in its current form, or is it the other way around? Like, how are those two things connected?
So when talking about lo-fi, we have to talk about jazz hop.
Yeah.
Which, that's Nujabi's thing. Like, he's one of the first ones who did this. There's also, like, Tribe Called Quest, of
Tribe.
Course.
Yeah.
But Nujabi's really mixed the jazz with the hip-hop. And from there, it's, like, you have a lot of, like, offshoot stuff that's happening, like, on YouTube right now. Like you said, Jasper, it kind of integrated itself
right
into our everyday lives. Like, we kind of just all listen to it now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, for sure. There's a lot of roots for it in Japan. It's very, like, if you think about Japan, it's very suitable. Like, walking down the street, it's kind of like the soundtrack.
Cool. Like, yeah. it fits the Japanese sort of urban environment.
For sure.
So you said jazz hop. Now, is that, like, is Low End Theory, is that, like, one of the first jazz hop albums ever made? Is that, like, the birth of jazz hop? I don't know.
Mujabi's, he's got to be the father.
Yeah? Okay. Cool.
In my book, at least, yeah, for sure.
Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing the show when it mm-hmm. when it happens.
Stay tuned
to CITR. And hey, yeah, that's like what CITR is all about. It's a community and campus radio station where anyone can start a radio show, and that's what we're doing today. This is part of the training process. Is you just kind of hop on mic and start making radio. So if you're interested in getting involved, just head to CITR.ca. Check out the Get Involved page, or even come by the station. We do in-person tours every weekday at noon, and you can just see what's up. Okay, Cora, we're going to one of your selections next. So what do we got? I think we have here's the playlist if you want to.
Yeah, we're going to be listening to This Is a Song by Anne Horse.
I just stumbled
across them one day. They're a lovely, like, post-punk, indie rock sort of area. They, in my opinion, they definitely take off after some of the later Riot Girl sounds. I just stumbled across them by accident. And
I love that, when you discover by accident.
Yeah, and I've just loved them ever since.
when did that sort of accidental discovery happen for you?
In 2019, right when this album dropped.
Okay.
It was Modern Air.
Okay. Follow-up question. Do you remember where you were when you heard it? Like, do you have one of those, like, physical memories?
So I actually do know exactly where I was. I was sitting at my computer desk on my, I think, sixth hour of writing a paper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Consecutive.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, slamming through Bandcamp. Like, put this on. Oh, you recommended this. Put that on. And then I came across this, and I was like, oh, this is really good. And then I noticed I couldn't type anymore because my fingers were so swollen from just sitting there typing. And I was like, I guess I'll just sit and enjoy this album while I wait for my hands to decompress.
Yeah. What else are we going to do, you know? Yeah. I love that.
Got an A on that paper, though.
Great. Well, it sounds like you deserve the A. I love how you can, I love how music just really attaches itself temporally in your life, and you can just remember, like, yeah, I was driving with my friend Joe, and we song came on, and, you know, whatever, we had a fun time. Great. All right. Well, this is Anne Horse. Song's called This Is a Song.
I'm not afraid to die. 21st edition of Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 5th to 15th, 2022. Committed to cultivating curiosity and critical thought, Doxa will present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. The hybrid in-person online festival will include both live and pre-recorded conversations with filmmakers, as well as some industry-specific events. Visit doxafestival.ca for more details.
How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not too ambitious.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Hey folks, you are back on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. I'm Jasper. I'm here with Cora, Miriam, and Alif, and we're just wrapping up our training sesh here at in Studio A at CITR. And I'm looking out the window. I can see the sun has gone down. One of the nice features of the CITR studio is that you can actually see the outside world. If you come to the AMS Nest, we're in the main foyer, and you can watch people hang out on mic doing radio. I want to thank you three for coming to CITR today. I hope it was fun. Did you have fun going out?
Very much so. Yes.
Yeah, this is a thing we do every Thursday now. So you can come do this, come get some experience. And then the next step is we talk about starting radio shows. And then we just make radio, and then, you know, that's, we go on with our lives. Yeah, so any parting words for the millions of people listening to the radio, all of the listening public?
I hope the millions enjoyed the track.
Yeah.
Played, and the rest of them.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing music in.
I hope those millions of people are just super excited to hear me crawl right inside their ear pipes.
What is what's coming up next for Intersections for the Genpo Collective?
I think we just did our episode. It was an interview about body positivity and body neutrality. And coming up in 2 weeks, we will be doing one on gender and family.
Sweet.
That's a little secret preview because we haven't fully nailed everything down yet.
Oh, is that that was a leak?
A leak.
That was a leak. For if you're interested in hearing any of that content, all of our shows are podcasted at CITR.ca. Intersections makes great radio, and you should check it out. That episode, yeah, it aired last week on last Tuesday. So just search for Intersections at CITR.ca, and you can check out all of that content.
Listen to my lovely voice.
Yeah, yeah. Were you on mic for that episode?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you can go hear Cora at Intersections, CITR.ca. Okay, folks, we have to leave you. Our time together is over. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to CITR. I hope you're doing great, and have a lovely evening.